collecting the phones.
While we're getting set up, just a couple of notes. So K-State, obviously 4-0 in overtime games. K-State is 9-0 in games decided by single digits in overtime. 10-0 at home in home games, 9-0 at Bramlage. Fourth top 25 opponent, top 25 win. And then Naquan Tomlin notched his first career double-double at K-State. So we'll have Coach start with an opening statement, then we'll go to questions.
Well, first of all, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I wouldn't be here. I have this opportunity and so blessed to be a part of this terrific university and athletic department. And so proud of our guys. And, you know, secondly, our fans were incredible, right? I mean, we always say that, you know, home court advantage gives you a plus 10. They might have been plus 20 tonight. You know, and it was incredible. And one of the things I said leading up to this is that, you know, that kind of energy that they brought tonight, I want them to bring that because they love us and not because of the opponent that we're playing. And so on Saturday when we play Texas Tech, if they love us, we're going to get that same energy, right? Not because of the opponent that we're playing against. And that was the thing for my message. And you know, all the credit to Kansas. I mean, Jalen Wilson was incredible. They're an incredible basketball team and program and Coach Self. But tonight, we made one more play than they did. And like I told the guys in the locker room, we only got one win tonight, okay? And so now we have to prepare, do what we have to do tonight, the next right thing, so that we can prepare to win the next one. Thank you.
Coach, did you draw up that reality? I mean, it's about as well executed as possible.
It is something that we run, yes. And it's what we were looking for. I didn't necessarily think he was going to catch it and dunk it, but we wanted to isolate him on the side of the floor, and we knew that they would be on top of him.
What exactly did KD do to get back in the game and get some struggle?
They hooped. You know, I think they settled down, and they got really good players on that side, you know, and they do a really good job. I mean, I think every one of their games except for the West Virginia game has come down to one possession, and they've been able to win them. And it's like they've been in those kind of games and those environments before. So, I mean, we didn't expect this thing to – we expected a one-possession game.
What does it say about Marquise tonight that he doesn't have the best offensive score and that he gets to steal at the end, gets to go ahead and bucket and just stays in the game long enough and then throws a lob at the end?
Yeah, I mean, 7 assists, was 3 turnovers. He didn't press. He guarded multiple times. He was guarding a 6'8", 6'7" guy in the post and just fighting and, you know, 4 steals. Keese is a winner, man. And he's growing as a leader, right? And today he was a really good basketball player out there, even though the stat sheets didn't say that.
At the end of regulation, it felt like it was Jalen Wilson, Deontay Johnson going head-to-head on every possession. Just, I mean, talk about both of those guys' games.
It was. I mean, you know, a guy at Baylor named Bill Peterson, a terrific coach, and he would tell me, he said, Jerome, you know, a coach is a good coach when he gets his best players the most shots, right? And as you can see, Jalen got 25 shots and Keontae got 17. And that's just, I mean, it's not rocket science, man. Them dudes, they can hoop. And we just got to put them in space where they have a chance. And they were both really good tonight.
And last question for me. Is there any kind of adjustments when, especially in the second half, there seems to be a lot of whistles and a lot of free throws? Is that kind of hard to adjust to? And then what do you adjust if you make any adjustments?
We just try to guard without fouling, man. And, you know, I think both teams tried to do it, and both teams got whistled for stuff.
Coach, as a follow-up to last news conference, the Mecca of basketball, 6 o'clock tonight. First time a lot of people have probably seen Kansas State play basketball. So what would you like America to know about this team?
That they love each other, and they play with joy. And they are terrific young men, right, to be around and to live life with. And this is not an anomaly, right? This is who we are going to be moving forward. And every one of them is bought into what it takes to not just be a good team, but to be a great program. And so they are just a blast to be around. And I mean, you saw that crowd tonight, and I don't know about the Mecca, right? I mean, that's kind of a big Mecca, but I don't know there was a better college environment in America, and every kid in the country should want to play in front of those fans.
Big night from Desi. Is that becoming more important as teams try to take away Keontae Marquise more and more?
Yeah, every night somebody has to step up. But I've said this from the very – Desi Seals is a winner, right? Desi's a winner. He won in high school. Everywhere he's been, he's won. Today he is rolling, right? And I ask him in a timeout, I said, Des, what you want me to run for you? And he says, nothing. I'm going to defend and rebound, do my thing, and I get mine, coach. Just keep going. Like he was saying, SOS, I mean, you know, SOS for run the same play for Keontae. You know, I mean, this dude just cares about winning. And today, to help us win, he had to make shots. You know, in the next game, it might be something different. But he's a really good basketball player, but he's the ultimate winner.
With Ish, you got two timely threes, key steal at the end. It seems like he's kind of got a knack for the critical play right now.
He's growing as a player, man. I think the thing he and we were most proud of was him diving on the floor for that loose ball at the end, right? I mean... during our Shark Week, and I mean this as a compliment, okay? So during our Shark Week, we're running sprints. You got to make it at a certain time, and everybody dives to try and make it before the horn sounds except for him. And, I mean, I just called him out. I said, dude, every one of your teammates just dove to try and make this time, and you didn't, right? So there was a time he didn't. That wouldn't have been a part of him. And to see that growth tonight, like caring about his brothers so much and loving his teammates, to sacrifice his body like that, that's, as a coach, that really is what makes your heart swell.
Kevin McCuller, no points tonight. How'd you stop him?
I don't know if we stopped him. I think sometimes kids have off nights. And, you know, thankfully he had an off night.
Coach, can you talk about
Well, I was really disappointed in the introduction when our students started chanting the FKU chant. It's like, crap, I hadn't gotten it across yet, you know, and there's work to be done. And then at the end of the game, when they were on the floor and they started chanting it again, you know, I really want them to understand that, you know, we don't have to degrade the other team. We can dislike them all, but let's cheer for us. Let's just let America hear Kansas State and not hear the other name. Whoever, you know what I mean? And so that's all that's about. I believe, like, we can have a terrific culture here because of the passion of our fans. And you know, somebody has to say it, right? We just can't, like, that's kids to be kids. That's not, somebody has to say it. And, you know, if we're losing, then maybe my voice doesn't carry as much weight. But thankfully, God's put us on, given us this platform. We're winning. It's his platform. And I can speak on some of those things because this is a special place. And, man, happiness, you know, I mean, this is a really special place. And, I want the country to know how special it is, not be known for the dumb chant.
Bill Self mentioned your name as a possible Big 12 player or coach of the year and national coach of the year. He thinks that you should be in that discussion at the end of the year. What do you think about those words from Bill Self?
Well, anytime Bill Self gives you a compliment, it's a great thing because he's the best, right? Like, for a while, I thought Billy Donovan was the best when he's at Florida. I mean, the whole package, recruiting, coaching, player development, relationship, and, you know, Bill's the best. Like, I mean, you can spend 5 minutes with him, you leave, and you think he's your best friend, right? I mean, he's and so anytime he gives you a compliment, that's great. But, you know, this let's wait till the end of the season. We'll talk about that. And Scott won it three times, and every time he said it was a staff award. And so it's not me. It's our staff. I have a great staff. Rodney Perry did an unbelievable job with the scout and the defensive end of things. Coach Bourne and Coach Urich and Coach Dream. They I mean, I know they scored a lot of points, but you know, I mean, we had a game plan going in that bothered them for a while, and so that helped us. So I just got a terrific staff, and that's what that's about.
And then it seemed like in the second half, it seemed like Keontae was trying to get fed down low a lot. Was there a game plan with that?
Yeah, we was just trying to get him the ball in a position where he could score, you know. And, you know, this was a paint point game, right? That's what was going to come down to paint points and free throws, and we knew that going in. We had to keep them out of the paint, and we had to get to the paint. And so the closer we could get him the ball to the paint played in our favor.
Was there a way in which you mitigated the pick and roll, especially with Adams?
Well, him getting in foul trouble really helped us, you know, and it was so loud that our guys said, like, they were making the calls, but they couldn't call it. And, you know, and so, you know, they do a really good job in that middle pick and roll. Sometimes they set it, sometimes they slip it, sometimes they set it lower than, you know, so you have to keep changing up and really have great communication. And when it's so loud, it's hard for the guys to communicate. Well, we got him out, and then we tried to find offensive possessions that we could put him back in for, and so it's just like we got somebody on the bench who's saying in my ear, "Hey, do we want to get him in now? We're going to offense." And based on the time and the score, it determined whether I was putting him at the end. I thought the end of the first half, getting him in for that last possession, was huge. And so it was the staff. They were, you know, giving me information on what to do. We didn't want him to get his third foul. And so that was important to us.
How were the emotions that you were going through your mind as students were on the court, jumping up on the table, and everybody's yelling, screaming, they're chanting Tang? What's going through your mind?
I didn't want him to say the FKU chant. That's all that was about.
Coach, Marquise told a story about how before you were hired, he sent a text message to Gene Taylor that you wanted you to be head coach. Did you know that story? And what's that mean to you for someone that really didn't know you to go out of his way to do that?
Gene Taylor told me the story after I got hired, a little later on when Keith was here, when Keith decided he was staying and stuff. And man, it means a lot for a guy. I mean, I remember he thought it was my scout when we played him here at K-State, and because I don't think he played one of the times that we played them when I was at Baylor, but I know he played when we played here. And but I, you know, I did the defense, so I was involved in every scout there. And so after the game when we won, he's going through the line, down the players. He says, "I knew it was your scout," you know, and it wasn't, but it was really cool that he acknowledged it, right? And so getting here and knowing that I was one of the names, so the name that he sent to Gene, that means a lot, right? And I mean, I love the young fellow, man. That's my arrow.
And I know that you have a lot of goals, winning the Big 12 title, winning the national title, but you know, you guys have had a ton of success early this season. What's it like to kind of be able to fulfill some of the goals that you guys have maybe established this season with Marquise and all the other kids that you brought in?
Man, it is really cool for our fans, right? It's really cool to see the guys. We always tell them hard work pays off, and for them to experience that. But our thing, we got to do the next right thing, and so that's kind of where our mindset is.
Coach, talking about doing the next right thing, Marquise now has best shooting night, but then comes away with the strip, steal, and layup, and then, of course, the pass to Keontae. What does it say about him that even when he's having an off night, big moments, big plays?
Yeah, leadership is his leadership, right? He doesn't allow. He's getting really good at not allowing things to rattle him, right? I actually thought he was going to bury that three on the kickout, and when he shot it, I was like, ball game. And then he missed it, and I thought it would bother him, and he turned around and made another really good play. And there have been times this year where he lets, you know, one play where it get frustrated him, so he makes a bad play the next one. And he's getting better at that. So he's growing as a point guard and growing as a leader.
And what did you think about how he played his matchup against Harris tonight?
We really didn't have him on Harris that much. You know, that was like he probably guarded Grady Dick more than he guarded Harris, and he did a great job with that.
On each, so on Kansas' last possession of regulation, they don't overtime, they don't get a shot off. Both, I think, are coming out of timeouts. What did you tell the guys to set that up?
Well, if I tell you, they're going to know next time.
Maybe mentality going into the play or something?
We just was trying to keep the ball out the paint, man.
Anything else for Coach? Appreciate everybody. Hey,
thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Congrats, Coach.
Thank you.
That's me in the middle, maybe.
Appreciate everybody's patience. I know it's a little bit congested.
Thanks, Tom. You did your best.
Give me the news. I got so much bad news. Oh, here it is.